artist John Elzinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Hi, everybody. It's John Elzinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Well, hi, everybody. It's John Elzinga, and welcome back to It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord. Can I have a word with you? That's what I want to talk about today. That's our devotional for today. Talking about having a word, or more specifically, the Word of God. I want to share the Word of God with you. And, I want to talk about His Word. I want to talk about the Bible. Have you ever wondered about the Bible? I mean, why is it so special? Why is it so studied? Why is it the most purchased book of all time in the whole world, and nothing even comes close to it? Have you ever wondered why people quote it so much? I mean, isn't it just a book? Why is this so special? Now, in this devotional, I'm not going to argue for the reliability of the Word of God, which it is, or its infallibility, which it is, or its authority, which it has, or its truth, which it holds. That's the purpose of this devotional. I want to talk about the transformational qualities of the Word of God. The transformational qualities of the Word of God. The Bible is so true and authentic, and yet it is also personal and alive. The Bible comes alive. My friend, I've been a believer for a very long time. I've studied theology and college. I was in ministry. I have taught theology, and I read about it, and I read God's Word, and I teach God's Word, and I'm into God's Word. I've been into God's Word for a long, long time. But even today, as I'm in the winter of my life, I find it so amazing. I still discover things I've never seen before. And I feel a sense of excitement in that discovery. It's so rich. The Bible is so rich. You can mine its depths and still come up with these gems, these pearls, these nuggets, these things that you've seen like you've never seen before. There are scriptures that I've read that seem to fit so smack dab into the realities of life. Let me give you an example. For the past year, I've been teaching through Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. And the cultural realities of that world, of that time, in the Hellenistic culture, the Greek and Roman culture, our culture seems to match so completely. There are so many similarities between what was going on then and what is going on now. But the Word of God also, it's alive in the sense that it goes into the depths of our heart. God's living Word goes to work in the hearts of the people that hear it and who pay attention to it. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So," and God is speaking here, "so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return empty, but it'll accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I send it." And by the way, you are the thing for which He sends it. As you hear God's Word and read God's Word, God is sending it into your heart. I know this devotional, which brings God's Word to you, enters your heart, and God will do His work, even when we don't see it. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Did you hear that? It is alive and active. It is not just some dead work, some static pages. There's stuff in the Bible that just leaps out and just dives into our hearts, the crevices of our mind and our thoughts and our attitudes and our beliefs. It shapes us. It molds us. It works in us. How this happens, I'm really not sure how that all works. But I know that when we meditate on God's Word, when we think about it, we feel it at work in us. We know it's changing us, and yet we may not even see the change for a while. I mean, it changes us often from the inside out, little by little, piece by piece, day by day, week by week, year by year, and so on. Let me give you an example of how penetrating the Word of God is. In a very personal way, I guess you could say, how it stuck to me, how it dove into me, even when I wasn't paying attention. Two examples from my youth, really, from my grade school years. The first would be, I can remember when I was in eighth grade, and I grew up in a Christian family, went to church every Sunday, actually twice on Sunday, went to Christian school, and I remember the eighth grade. I was in, for some whatever reason, I can't remember, but the eighth grade boys were going to sing a song. An eighth grade boys choir, for lack of a better term. We were going to have an assembly in which families would come and people would come. And he chose this song. The person that led us, the teacher that led us, was actually our principal. And he led us in this song. Remember thy Creator in the days of your youth. And it goes on from there. This is straight from Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Remember your Creator. And I can still see us singing that song in the assembly. Now, folks, this is the Word of God that I'm singing, that's been drumming in my heart. And I remember that. And the thing is, why that is so astounding, I don't remember ever singing that song in any other context, at any other time than then, at that time. Another one, very similar in the sense that I don't remember ever singing this again. And both of these are songs, God's Word put to song. But there's God's Word that are entering our heart through the vehicle of song. And so in my youth, even earlier years of grade school, maybe fifth grade, maybe sixth grade, I can't remember what it was, maybe fourth grade for that matter. I was in some kind of a youth program at church. It's kind of like the Boy Scouts, and it was in this denomination that I was a part of. And at the beginning of each time that we met, we would sing this song. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do. And it would go on from there. I still remember that. And that hymn put to words, that song put to words, as I looked again at the depth of it, it has theology in it. It has biblical truths in it. It talks about our passion, our love for Jesus Christ. It comes right from God's Word, and it penetrated my heart. And once again, I had never sang that song in any other context but in that time. And today, even today in the winter of my life, I remember that. And what does that tell me? That tells me that in those years, when I had really no interest, when I thought church was boring, when I thought, why am I going through all of these motions? I had no interest even in the songs that I was singing, and yet somehow it stuck to me. It stuck to the crevices of my heart and stayed with me all these years. God's Word, my friend, gives us perspective. When we read God's Word, when we meditate on God's Word, it gives us a perspective. We see life, we see culture, we see family through the eyes of God when we read His Word. It adjusts our attitudes. It may move us from hate and anger to love and understanding. It changes the desires of our heart, His Word does. a desire to live for Him, a desire to please Him, a desire to know Him more and more. And that's what we get when we read His Word. We know Him more and more. My friend, if you're not now, I encourage you to mind the depths of God's Word. Open it, examine it, meditate on it, study it, sing it through praise, memorize it. Let God's Word wash over you and work in you and work through you. Let it do its work. And let the Word of God flow through you and transform you and make you into the person God wants you to be. That's your devotion for this week. And if you have supported this devotional, I thank you very much. If you'd like to support it, there is a link below where you can provide some support. Well, God bless you, and remember, it's a great day to serve the Lord.